Welcome to Headphone News, Greater Toronto Edition for Tuesday, December 17, 2024.
Maple Leafs comeback victory over Sabres. The Toronto Maple Leafs pulled off an exciting comeback, beating the Buffalo Sabres 5-3 in a National Hockey League game on December 16, 2024 in Toronto, Canada. Star player John Tavares scored 2 goals, achieving his 14th career hat trick. After falling behind 3-1, Tavares's goals ignited the team's resurgence. Max Domi and Nick Robertson also contributed with a goal and an assist each. With this win, the Maple Leafs improved their record to 19 wins and 10 losses. Meanwhile, the Sabres dropped to 11 wins and 16 losses, extending their winless streak to 0-7-3. This game showcased the fierce rivalry in the NHL as teams compete for playoff spots.
Kindness Ninjas at Larchwood Public School. A wonderful kindness program called the Kindness Ninjas is thriving at Larchwood Public School in Dowling, Ontario, Canada. Teacher Natalie Taylor leads this initiative, encouraging kindergarten students to perform helpful actions every day. The kids work towards achieving special recognition in January after completing various kindness tasks. Recently, they created kindness buttons to surprise older students. This program helps children understand their feelings and learn how to get along with others, fostering an environment of empathy and respect in the community.
Canada's leaders discuss trade challenges. Provincial and territorial leaders from Canada are meeting in Toronto to tackle important trade issues. This gathering follows a warning from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump about a potential 25% import tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico. Such tariffs could greatly affect trade and lead to higher prices for consumers. Ontario Premier Doug Ford supports tariffs in response, while Alberta Premier Danielle Smith prefers a more peaceful approach. They will discuss Canada-US relations, ensuring a stable energy supply and health care. The leaders emphasize the importance of working together to keep Canadian jobs safe. What happens at this meeting could change the future of trade between Canada and the United States.
Toronto City Council's zoning discussion. On December 19, 2024, the City Council in Toronto will talk about a proposed change to local zoning laws. This change could let businesses like coffee shops, bars, and vape shops open in residential neighborhoods where only homes are allowed right now. Many residents are concerned about the noise and disturbances these new businesses might bring. The proposal includes 2 sets of guidelines. One for major streets, allowing businesses up to 1,600 square feet, and another for smaller streets, permitting businesses up to 1,200 square feet. The outcome of this meeting could have a big impact on local business opportunities and the overall well-being of the community.
Search for missing woman in Toronto. Toronto police are asking for help to find a missing woman named Rose. She is 61 years old and has memory problems due to dementia. Rose was last seen on Saturday evening at 9:50 in the evening near Finch Avenue West and Highway 27 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. At that time, she was wearing a black and white sweater, a red shirt, and baby blue UGG sneakers. She did not have any identification, money, or a cell phone, which raises concerns for her safety in the cold winter nights. Staff Sergeant Gavin Jens urges anyone who sees her or has information to contact the police immediately or call 911. The community is rallying together to help find Rose, and residents are encouraged to check their backyards and sheds. This situation highlights how important it is for the community to support one another in locating those who are at risk.
Surge in Canadian home sales amid lower interest rates. Home sales in Canada have jumped significantly, with a 26% rise in November 2024 compared to the same month last year. That's a total of 37,855 homes sold across the country. This surge follows recent interest rate cuts by the Bank of Canada, which has lowered the policy rate to 3.25%. The average home price has reached about $700,000 Canadian dollars, or roughly $514,000 US, marking a notable increase of 7.4% from last year. Major cities like Greater Vancouver, Calgary, Greater Toronto, and Montreal are seeing a lot of activity in the housing market. There are now over 160,000 homes listed for sale, which is an 8.9% increase from a year ago, the market is competitive and buyers are eager to purchase homes before prices rise even more.
Traffic issues in Toronto due to construction. Traffic jams are a big problem in Toronto, Canada, because of several construction projects in the East End. Drivers are facing long delays while heading downtown. The removal of the Gardiner Expressway Logan Avenue ramp in 2021 has limited routes for motorists. Current projects include the Portlands Project, which aims to protect against flooding and improve city development, and the Ontario Line, a new transit initiative. Councillor Paula Fletcher understands the frustration among commuters and the effect on local businesses. Restricted lanes on Eastern Avenue will remain closed until fall 2025, and work on Lakeshore Boulevard is expected to finish by the end of 2025. Drivers are encouraged to stay patient and consider other travel options during this challenging time.
Ontario's tax holiday for baby products. Ontario, a province in Canada, has launched a tax holiday for baby products. This means important items like diapers, car seats, and some toys won't have sales tax until mid-February. The aim is to help families with new babies during the holiday season. Local business owner Janine Jadoin has noticed more customers, but mentioned some uncertainty about which items are tax-free. Midwife Corey Bryant shares that families have mixed feelings, with some expressing thankfulness for this financial help. This initiative is designed to ease financial burdens and assist local retailers during a hectic shopping season. How do you think this tax holiday will benefit families in Ontario?
Rise in jewelry store robberies in Ontario. Toronto police have reported a notable rise in jewelry store robberies across Ontario, Canada. So far this year, there have been 43 robberies, which is a 105% increase from the 21 robberies during the same time last year. The latest incident occurred at Fairview Mall in Toronto, where thieves used hammers to break into a jewelry store. Witnesses captured video of six individuals escaping the scene, and shortly after, a crash involving the suspect's escape car took place. Thankfully, no injuries were reported from the robbery, although one driver was taken to the hospital. Similar robberies have also been reported in Hamilton and Markham. This rise in crime is worrying for community safety and significantly impacts local businesses. Police are urging everyone to stay alert and report any suspicious activity.
Canada Post strike update. Canada Post employees in Canada have been told to return to work after a strike interrupted mail service. The Labour Board stepped in to help clear a pile of packages and letters caused by work conflicts over contracts and job conditions. Experts say it could take about 10 days to resolve this backlog. During this time, Canada Post won't accept new mail until December 19th, focusing on current shipments. This situation significantly impacts small businesses and rural areas that rely on prompt postal services, especially during the holiday season.
Toronto man charged with war crimes. A 62-year-old man from Toronto, Canada, named Ahmed Eldadai, has been accused of serious war crimes related to a supposed mass murder plot inspired by ISIS. His 27-year-old son, Mustafa Eldadai, is also involved in this case. The charges include murder, severe injury, and torment, which allegedly took place overseas between 2014 and 2015. Ahmed moved to Canada in 2018 and became a citizen in May 2023. Mustafa arrived in 2020 and was granted refugee status 2 years later. Both were arrested in July 2024 by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Richmond Hill, Ontario. Officials have reported that they were planning a violent attack that could target Jewish Canadians. This situation raises significant concerns about the safety of the country and immigration policies in Canada.
Terry Fox on the new $5 bill. The Canadian government has announced that Terry Fox will be featured on the new $5 bill. Terry Fox is a national hero known for his incredible Marathon of Hope in 1980, which raised over $24 million Canadian for cancer research, or about $17.76 million US. After losing his leg to cancer, he inspired many Canadians with his strong will. Sadly, he passed away in 1981 at just 22 years old. The annual Terry Fox Run has since raised more than $850 million Canadian for cancer research. This decision to honor Terry Fox follows a public consultation by the Bank of Canada in 2020. The new $5 bill will replace the image of Sir Wilfrid Laurier, a former Prime Minister of Canada, who will move to the $50 bill. This change aims to inspire Canadians to support cancer research and recognize the important impact individuals can have in their communities.
Toronto launches affordable housing project. Toronto, Canada, has launched a new project to create affordable homes. On December 16, 2024, city officials broke ground on this initiative, which will provide 42 income-based and supportive housing units for people at risk of being unhoused. Mayor Olivia Chow emphasized the urgent need for these homes, highlighting that over 90,000 people are on the waitlist and 12,000 individuals are currently living in shelters. The project has received more than $21 million Canadian dollars, which is about $16 million U.S. dollars, in government funding. Each apartment will come with basic facilities, and tenants will pay no more than 30% of their income for rent. The project is expected to be completed by early 2026 and will include support services to help tenants maintain security and wellness.
Pedestrian fatality in Toronto. A 40-year-old man was hit by a tow truck in northwest Toronto, Canada. The accident occurred at about 6:50 p.m. on December 16th. First responders tried to save his life before taking him to the emergency room, where he was declared dead. The police are investigating the incident and are asking the public for any recorded video. This tragic event highlights the urgent need for better safety for pedestrians in busy urban areas. Officials are urging both drivers and walkers to stay alert to prevent similar accidents.
AJ Lawson joins the Toronto Raptors. AJ Lawson has signed a two-way contract with the Toronto Raptors, a professional basketball team in Toronto, Canada. This means he can play for both the Raptors and their G League affiliate, Raptors 905. Lawson is really excited to join his hometown team and can't wait to play in front of local fans. Recently, the Raptors had a close game against the Chicago Bulls, losing 122-121. Lawson has been having a great season in the G League, averaging 24 points and 6.6 rebounds per game. With some key players dealing with injuries, Lawson's support is becoming increasingly important. This signing highlights the growth of basketball in Canada and showcases the potential of homegrown talent.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.